Just yesterday, Boston commemorated the 2-year anniversary of the bombing of the Boston Marathon, and another horrific anniversary approaches. Younger people may not know, and others may have forgotten, the significance of April 19, 1995, but Oklahoma City residents certainly will never forget when a bomb blast tore through their Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building.
Bringing people out that are just covered in blood. Ambulance crews have been arriving for the last 10 minutes, and they're going into the building.
Sound from Channel 9 in Oklahoma City on that day. The bomb, packed into a rental van, killed 165 people, including 19 toddlers in the daycare center. The country was devastated and largely convinced that this was the work of Islamic extremists. After all, Islamic extremists had already been convicted at that point of the first bombing of New York's World Trade Center. The thinking was this was more of the same. And then a serial number on the axle of the rental car led police to Timothy McVeigh, a 26-year-old Persian Gulf War vet and right-wing militia sympathizer. He was put on trial in Colorado, and he was ultimately put to death. As another jury in Boston considers the death penalty for another attack on American soil, we wanted to get the thoughts of a juror in McVeigh's trial. Juror number 5 was an electronic store manager named Mike Leeper, and he's with us from Colorado Public Radio in Centennial. Mike, hi.
How are you, Robin?
Well, I'm fine. I'm wondering how you are. 20 years ago, the trial 2 years after the bombing itself. But what does this anniversary evoke for you?
Actually, it's quite distant. We just met with several of the jurors, as we do annually, in January. Mm-hmm. So we're still a group of people that, even though we've lost a few and some have moved away, there's still some of us that get together. It was a very memorable moment in our lives.
Yeah, so you still get together. Isn't that something? Well, take us back. You are chosen for the jury. There was a lot of damning evidence against Timothy McVeigh. When you went in to consider his fate, did you have an opinion about whether or not he did it?
No. Being in the electronics industry and being in the store, got to see all the pictures. It was very vivid. As a wall of TVs exposed us to all the live coverage that was going on. After that, I didn't really follow it. It wasn't a thing of interest to me, having been a Vietnam vet. Saw a lot of things there that I try to put in the back of your mind as you try to go ahead and establish your life and go on. This, too, was one of those moments that you saw it. You saw the visions of just people, the firemen, the survivors, the victims. Not pleasant, and you try to go on and live your life.
When you talk about the images, I remember one of the man who had survived the bombing, but he was just covered with soot, and he was coming down a fireman's ladder. I remember that vividly. I mean, just much like in the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombing, just horrific. And you had to see those images again during the trial over and over again.
The images weren't as striking as the sitting very, very close to the victims, the family members, and having them give their testimony, explain what their feelings were, what they were, expectations were for that day, how it changed their life, and having to listen to it. And, of course, there was just on and on testimony by person after person.
Yeah. How did you feel about your responsibility?
I believe in our system. I've had an opportunity to travel the world, served in the service, have seen other countries. I believe that, you know, our system is better than most. And I think that one of the concerns that you have being called on a jury is you talk to your neighbor that's sitting next to you and you hear, oh, I'm going to get out of this, or I don't want to serve, or I don't want this interruption into my life. Mm. And I just felt that I was proud to, you know, be called and asked to be a member of the jury. Wanted to be proud of how we conducted ourselves.
We understand that after Timothy McVeigh was convicted, all the jurors and the alternates got to go to Oklahoma City, and you were, you know, applauded by people. Was that when it was driven home to you that you had a responsibility to get it right, obviously, but how many people were waiting for your decision and what it meant to them?
very overwhelming. The warmth of the people of Oklahoma, you know, we had just completed our obligations as a jury, tried to conduct ourselves very professionally, and then tried to distance ourselves from the media. And then to come and meet the people and tour the area was very impactful upon us as a jury.
It was a unanimous decision. Was there any tension in the jury room, any sense of someone not wanting the death penalty?
You know, at that point we were sequestered, and we had developed a very nice rapport amongst each other, a high level of respect for each person's ability to share their thoughts and feelings. And I think everybody, at least from my standpoint, wanted to go through each and every count, try to not prejudge, give everybody an opportunity to have a say. And, of course, it was a heavy burden for us to come to a decision.
What else stands out for you about that experience?
My feelings were that there's a major concern on my part that whatever we walked out of there with would be questioned by the public. We didn't know whether Mr. McVeigh was a leader or part of a conspiracy against the government. We didn't know if there was a feeling out there in the public as to pro or con for the death penalty with our family and friends. This is not a conversation that I had had with family, friends. You don't know. You make a decision, you walk out of there, you have to be braced to have people say, job well done, how could you do it, why did you do it? And that's the part that you have to live with every day.
Have you found yourself thinking more about it as the Boston Marathon bombing goes along? Again, people stunned to find out that although these were two young men that came from another country, they were from here. The same kind of shock of the Timothy McVeigh, and then the same sense of, you know, betrayal and an attack on the an American city. Have you found yourself thinking back to that time, or does it feel different?
To this day, it's still amazing that as well as our systems work or not work, the good life that was given an opportunity for all these young people and how they reacted to it with violence and brought pain and death to totally innocent people makes you question why.
Do you have any advice for the Boston jury? Not that they are hearing it.
No. They have to live with what they decide. I'm very grateful that I'm not in their shoes. And being local residents of a situation that they're asked to judge on when they walk out of that room, I hope that they are allow themselves to get back to some semblance of normalcy, albeit that they will never be the same as the day they walked in.
And how are you different?
In certain ways, you want to put some distance between the time that you've spent in that courtroom with those people, not make it a banner that you carry. However, also want to be a champion for how well it can work.
Yeah. As the jury deliberated whether or not there would be a death penalty, what would you say to people who are saying now and might have been saying then, this is a life worth saving just to find out what happened, just to find out how it could have been so drastically, disastrously gone wrong?
Well, if it's not revealed within the courtroom, you have to question whether you would ever find out the inner thinking that they had that brought them to that day.
Mike Leeper, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Mike Leeper was juror number 5 on the Timothy McVeigh trial after the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995. The jury delivered the death penalty.